Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 6th of March. It's US employment report Friday. The state of the labour market is still the most important factor for the US economy, and for the time being, it is probably still the most potential serious medium-term risk to growth. In 2025, US consumers relied on spending a larger share of their income and saving a smaller share of their income in order to pay for the tariffs. US tariffs are changing, but probably not in a way that US consumers will notice. Price levels are unlikely to come down, and that's what matters. That means maintaining the confidence to keep on spending is important, and the labour market is a key part of that. The labour market in the States is certainly not strong enough to create significant wage increases, and the labour market structures are nothing like those of the 1970s. Wage price spirals seem entirely unrealistic. Remember, average hourly earnings are not wages, and in a no hire, no fire situation where cheaper younger workers are struggling to be hired, the average earnings may rise without anyone getting paid any more. However, the labour market in the States does appear strong enough to give people who have jobs the security to continue spending. The rise in the oil price is something that is going to affect inflation perceptions. The daily gasoline price chart in the States seems to have an almost vertical line over the course of the past week, although we have had episodes like this in the past, and the latest price data is just matching the price highs of last year. However, more is expected by way of price increase in the immediate future. People will complain and feel that their living standards are suffering, and that is a political consideration. US President Trump does seem to be focused on trying to lower oil prices, but having seemingly been surprised by the recent oil price increase, the US administration has yet to offer markets a policy response that investors find convincing. The question is whether this gasoline price change will change economic behaviour. For now, the answer seems likely to be no. A prolonged episode of higher prices would further erode savings and potentially also raise concerns about employment. But for the time being, consumers are likely to maintain consumption. It takes a very considerable force for a US consumer to choose to cut consumption. This then brings us to the release of US January retail sales data. This is, of course, prior to recent events, but it gives a sense of where the consumer started the year. And of course, if the consumer complains about the cost of filling the family floors of sports utility vehicles, but doesn't actually change their behaviour in the face of short-term oil price increases, this foundation of consumer spending from January is likely to be a fairly reasonable guide to spending in the near-term future. Auto sales are expected to be a bit of a drag on the headline figures, but the ex-auto and ex-gasoline number is forecast to come in at more or less a trend-like rate of growth. It is worth noting that the consensus is not very good at forecasting this figure. In fact, it's more than a bit useless, but surprises in the data are therefore the norm. Europe offers very little by way of alternative to the drama of the US figures. There's fourth quarter euro area GDP data, but this is so overshadowed by the earlier release of national numbers as to be almost entirely irrelevant to the financial markets. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.